it. Mitch Payton, I guess, before the race, we were talking about Porcel being, you know, still coming back from injury, but he kind of answered the bell, would you say?
I think he did good, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's out of shape. He's ridden for 2 weeks, so 2 weeks was enough for him.
Yeah. I mean, are you exaggerating or really 2 weeks he's been riding? Like, I know he said that, but...
No, he really... Yeah. The doctor didn't want him on a bike. He hasn't ridden his motorcycle since last Monday.
Really?
So, but he's been riding a bicycle and doing cardio stuff.
Right.
But he hasn't ridden his dirt bike till last Monday.
Right. Did you? Was it a perfect race for you? Got caught at the end, but I think some lappers got in the way, maybe?
No, I think he rode really good race. Yeah. I think he rode smart. I think it was really slick. I think there was, the way the track was with the little dog leg, that chicane, I think if you were behind lappers, you lost a lot of time there. But it could work for you or against you, and it just, you know, for him a couple times, it didn't work for him. But overall, I think it was really good.
Yeah.
I think he had a great race, and no complaints.
And Dean Wilson, what do you think about that, his ride?
I think Dean did really good for his first round. He's a little bummed, but I'm actually really happy with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about the start. We lined him up on the inside thinking there was going to be a big pileup, like
there
had been.
Yeah.
And he came out of there probably fifth or sixth on the start. So from the inside where he was, that was a good start. And he rode a good race. I think maybe he could have got fifth. He got maybe a little stuck into the pace there. You know, there was a little bit of racing going on in front of him, and I think he needed to get up there in the mix when it was fresh. But overall, I think, you know, I'd rather have him do that than crash his brains out or do something, you know, dumb. So.
Yeah. Which has happened first race for guys.
A lot of guys, yeah.
What did you think of the competition? Anybody surprise you? Anybody impress you?
I think the same guys that everybody expected to be good were good. You know, it's not over at all for anybody, anyone. You know, it's like you got to be there at every round and got to get good starts, stay off the ground, and stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
'Cause a couple of the guys are pretty wild. So
yeah, there is some guys that are a little buck wild. Your season so far, West included, you're happy with it?
Happy.
Yeah.
Yep. And need to get a win out of Hanny.
Yeah, a podium at least.
A podium would be nice.
His speed's there.
Speed's there. Main events are not there, so we got to work on that. We need to get Tylo back. He'll be back probably in 4 weeks, I think.
Oh, that long? I thought it was shorter, but yeah.
Just really depends. He hasn't ridden yet, so we got to wait until doctor says he can ride and see where he's at.
And then with a guy like Hanny, what do you think it is? Like, is it a mental game? I mean, he's had some bad luck, but...
He's had bad luck, but I think more of it's probably mental for him, you know, maybe putting stress on himself and, you know, wanting it really bad and not having it happen as easy as maybe he thinks it should. Because, you know, you think about the heat race where it's good and then the main event goes bad. So I don't know. Just got to work on it.
All right. One last question is, I got an email from a reader wondering what you would do to a 250 two-stroke if you were racing it in the 450 class as far as a modification. Like, what would be the craziest stuff you would do, I mean, to try to make it equal to a 450 out there?
I don't think you could. You know, like, I think it would be closer than people think, but the four-strokes just got so much grunt, you know. Like, they ride one gear more than a two-stroke, so, you know, that whole flat corner by the mechanics, they just cruise through there and punch it.
Yard you.
Yeah, so, like, you'd have to be on the gas looking for all the bowl turns to slam off of, and it's just too big of a displacement difference.
Yeah, so couldn't happen.
I don't think so.
All right, thanks.